Blog Talk Radio.
My producer, introduce everything tonight before we get started. Pam?
Hi, everybody. Good evening. My name is Pam Heath, and I am hailing from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am the producer of this show, and I've been the producer of the show for the last 8 years. However, many of you don't know me because we never introduced me before. I'm the person that screens the calls in the beginning, and we thought that, you know, it's about time that you met me. I am someone who is going to make sure that we stay on target and on time. Each of you are going to be allowed one question with Michelle. You're going to get timed, and after 2 minutes, we're going to end that particular session and move on to the next session. Our request is that you cooperate, and we'll get everybody in, and it's going to be a completely powerful experience. We're asking for your cooperation, and we can't wait to play with you. My name again is Pam Heath. I produce this show and have been producing it. This is just your first time meeting me. Thank you so much for being here and supporting Michelle. I'm going to turn it back over to Michelle, and we're going to get started, but she has a couple of things she wants to say to you as well. All right, take it away, Michelle.
Thank you, Pam. So I'm super excited to be here tonight. We're going to be doing some big changes starting in May. And I'm really excited because we've been really wanting to kind of stir things up a little bit. So I'm still going to be doing the second Wednesday of the month to do these readings because I still love doing this. But I also want to be doing some other things, and we're going to be changing it up where we're going to have some other opportunities to talk about some other things. We do want people to stay on track. And, of course, I love talking to all of you guys. Everybody's wonderful that I've had conversations with. But I think it's kind of time for us to make some changes for the future that are going to kind of showcase what I do for my work, because I love my intuitive work. But I'm also very much into my psychic coaching, my health and wellness coaching. I want to be able to approach this in a way that there's a different kind of vibe that we're going to be showing from now on. And I want people to understand this experience. So maybe we're going to be talking about, let's say, a relationship. I may kind of go into what that experience is that I'm kind of feeling, or the experiences that maybe you're becoming more into doing the intuitive work yourself, and maybe things that you might want to be paying attention to. People are very sensitive. Maybe they have some intuitive abilities, and I want everybody to be able to get a good experience out of this. So we are going to make sure to kind of shorten up these calls, and if you really want to be getting some good experience out of this, I have been mentioning what I do, MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com, and getting in contact with me. And I really want to make sure that people know that I love being on the radio with you guys, but I really love to be able to go in depth in a reading rather than just kind of doing this as a, you know, the vibe that you're doing it through this, because that's just a very short answer that I'm giving a lot of people who are calling in. And I've been doing this for a long time, as Pam has said, and it's nice to be able to showcase in a way that you guys get a better experience, especially with people who have wanted looking for mediumship work or maybe a better answer. Sometimes people do not want to mention who their, you know, their relationship person is because they don't want to bring up their person's name. And I can go into a lot more information that might be able to help you to pinpoint how you can work on a situation better or an issue. And I want that to be a better experience for you. Plus, it's a better experience for myself. I do this for a living. And, you know, my work is worthy of spending time with people in a way that I like being able to talk to people. I've got a lot of people that I talk to off the radio. And believe me, those experiences for those people, I get a lot of people who call me back, and those would turn into a lot of coaching sessions because a lot of times those people are looking for direction and things like that. So this is going to start to be a very different experience starting in May. And we are going to be doing a lot more things that maybe I'll just be talking about certain experiences. I want people to be able to call in or maybe even email a question that they might have, and maybe we'll be going over that. We'll be doing some things on, as I said, the body. I love talking about that. And we're going to be just doing a different way of doing this whole radio program so that everybody kind of gets something out of it. So I'm going to get started tonight. We're going to shorten up these questions, so I'm not making people talk really fast, but I'm going to kind of be making sure to kind of keep everybody on track, and Pam's going to make sure to do that very well tonight. So I'm going to start with our first caller, which is Patricia from Alabama. So please introduce yourself.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for taking my call. And it's very nice to meet Ms. Pam. She does an excellent job in getting all of our information and getting us ready for you. So it's nice to meet her. My name, again, is Patricia. I live in Alabama. And my question tonight is concerning a gentleman. I've been knowing him 10-plus years in a social type of setting. He's always been in the background. I've always been in the background of him in these social settings. Well, life would happen maybe about a year ago where we've been brought in a more closer space with each other, even intimately close. And I just want to know, what do you see as far as his agenda is for me? His initial is W. And his, I don't know if you want the birthday, 10-10-17.
No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Okay. Okay.
As long as you know that to keep this very light with him make sure you communicate very well, not your demands, so to speak, but basically the more that you guys are going to have a closer relationship, I kind of feel like, I don't feel that he's going to go running off and be doing other things because he feels like he is kind of having some expectations of you as well. But I kind of feel like, you know, you open the door to this, so be prepared to have some expectations and make sure you set good boundaries, because I feel that that's very important that everybody understands exactly that, you know, he just can't show up whenever he wants to. You have to also make sure you put it out there to stay on track.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
2 minutes.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good job, Pam. You're really good at what you do. okay, so before we move on to the next caller, so those types of calls that she just brought up are important. Relationships are work. All relationships are work. Intimate or starting to be intimate relationships. And I always feel that when I do talk to people, it's one of the things is relationships can be complicated only because we have expectations, and sometimes we put expectations on that other person without really expressing it. And then when they do something that disappoints us, we don't say anything. And then things kind of turn into a problem. I always feel that people need to understand that if you make sure you set your boundaries right, things can turn out to be good. But I also feel like everybody, especially as people get older, they're always bringing their Louis Vuitton bags with them. And when they do that, all those Louis Vuitton bags has a lot of stuff that they have been carrying around for a long time. And sometimes that stuff is hurt or anger or whatever. And they think that if they just jump into a relationship, sometimes that all that stuff is going to go away without addressing it. So I kind of feel like when I talk on to people on relationships, it's important that people understand, what are your boundaries? What are you expecting? How many times have you, you know, done the same thing over and over again? Or how many times have you put up with a lot of crap you shouldn't be putting up with? And then when you're disappointed because that person is not doing what you expect them to do because you haven't told them what you want. So keep that in mind. I do a lot of relationship questions, not on the radio all the time, but sometimes I do. And I feel that that's something that I want to bring up, especially when I'm talking to people who are looking to make sure that they're going to get into relationships. So I'm going to move on to our next caller. I got Donna from California. Can you introduce yourself and make sure you know that it's one question?
Hi, Michelle. Yes. Hi, it's Donna. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I wanted to know, you know, a couple years ago, I was very lucky. I won a BMW. I won a couple trips around the world. Like,
nice.
You know, just I couldn't lose. And now I think it's coming back because I owed money on my credit cards. And today I won $13,000. I had 100 in on a jackpot, you know, playing at the casino on a slot machine. And, you know, it's really weird. I had a Zoom call with somebody, and they said, it's kind of loud. Where are you? And I said, I'm at the casino. I said, but I can't leave right now because I have a premonition. And so, you know, I felt bad, but I had to do what I had to do. And sure enough, the next $2 I put in, I won the jackpot.
Good for
you. I mean, it was just amazing. Yeah. I mean, so I'm all paid off. Oh, I was so worried. I didn't know, how am I going to pay off everything? No, but I got everything paid off. So it's a clean slate now. And I'm a little overweight, so, you know, about 40 pounds. So my doctor got me Wegovy, and I was happy that the insurance covered that. So, you know, I think, yeah, good things are happening. I wanted to know what you're picking up.
Okay. You're 40 pounds overweight, did you say?
Yeah, maybe 50, yeah.
And they put you on some medicine for that?
Yeah, the one Oprah lost all her weight on, and Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. Is that Ozempic or something like that?
Yeah, it's like that, yeah. Same thing.
It can be very helpful to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to stick with it. It's actually going to make you lose your appetite, just so you know that.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, yes and no. You'll lose your appetite. But it's also about making sure to take care of your body as well, okay?
Yeah.
It's not just yes, it is in a way a quick fix, but it takes a little while. You have to also make sure to watch what you're eating. Do you have an A1C problem as well?
No. Mm-mm.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't have high blood sugar. I don't have high blood pressure. None of that. No, I'm pretty healthy.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have a right leg issue?
No, my left foot, the toes are numb like. And then I just went to a doctor and he said, I don't have neuropathy or anything like that. He said, it's something mechanical. So Thursday I go to a place where they make the inserts in the shoes exactly for my feet. Insurance covers that.
Okay. That's good that they're covering it. Be careful.
Yeah.
And are you doing any movement?
Not really. I got to start doing that again. So I'm going to start walking at the beach and swimming again.
Yeah. Okay, good.
2 minutes.
I feel that if you're going to be on Ozempic, you got to make sure that you get movement in.
Right.
Plus, on top of it, I also feel like you may have to get B12 shots.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I do take supplements. My brother-in-law sent me to a naturopathic doctor of his, and they do all the blood work and everything, and so I have these supplements that I take, and I take the D and the E, you know, all these different ones. But...
All right. I just feel like at some point you might end up having to take that B12
natural.
Okay? So just good luck. I hope everything goes
well.
All right? Stay in contact. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Congratulations on winning. Good for you. I'm really happy for you. That's so wonderful.
It's all paid off, you know?
I know. Good for you. That's fantastic news. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm gonna go on to our next caller. Please introduce us. Is this Wendy?
Hi, yes, it is Wendy. And I have to say, Pam is a lovely person. God bless her too. And I'm moving into my new house in about 8 days, and my doctor has written two letters stating that I have to move for medical necessity and safety reasons. And my apartment manager, Tiffany, and the assistant manager, Jonathan, are abusing me. They forced me to pay through May for the rent. And also, although I cleared out my garage, I attempted to turn in the remote because there's a long list of people that want the garage. They refused me. They said, no, Wendy, you will not be, we will not accept your remote back until the end of April. And they offered it what they call an accommodation. And on the Bible, they said, Wendy, you paid to renovate, bring in construction crew, and take out your regular tub and put in a new walk-in tub. That's about 20
Wendy,
grand.
Wendy, what's the question?
The question is, am I going to be financially, are they going to get away with financially taking a lot of money from me when I move out at the end of this month? Or will the Department of Housing step in and help me?
No. You're going to have to pay.
Oh, my goodness.
You have the money.
Even though I'm hiring a cleaning service.
You're going to have to pay.
Oh, did you say I will or I won't have to pay?
You will have to pay.
Wow. Will it be a huge amount of money?
You're going to have to pay. I can't give you an amount of money.
That's two questions.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Wendy. I have to move on. Pam's keeping me on track tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, so next month is going to be a different month. We're going to be doing a lot of different things, so I'm really going to make sure that Pam keeps me on track when we're doing these calls. So I really need to make sure that everybody understands it's one question, and I'm trying to make sure that we stay with the one question. So I'm going to move on to our next caller, which is Val from New York.
Hi there, Michelle. Hi there, Pam. Thanks for taking my call, and nice to meet you, Pam. I'm just going to ask, this isn't my question, but it's pertaining to something you said, and then I'll quickly. You said you're going to be doing something on the body. Is that going to be in your show, or is that going to be like extra away from your show?
Well, I do that extra away from my show, but I will be addressing some things about the health and wellness.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's my life.
That's right. Thank you. Good, good. Okay. So my question is regarding a certain person and what you see around it. The first initial is J, and I'll leave it there with you.
Is this a guy?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like there's some, it just feels like there needs to be a little bit more focus. I feel like sometimes they're either he's a little bit up and down in emotions, or I feel like he might be sometimes quiet. He's not a bad person. I just keep getting that it would be, I just kind of feel like it's sometimes pulling things out of him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're not really talking right now, though. So
yeah.
I reached out to him recently, and I'm wondering
don't
if I'll
do
hear
that.
From him.
Don't do that. Don't do that. He needs
it
to
was just
get
the how you
his,
deal
he
with
get
your
his life.
Life
together. I just feel like he needs to get his life together.
Will I be hearing from him, though?
That's why I feel like he's up and down in his emotions. This has nothing to do with you. I feel that he has a lot of issues that he has to deal with. Some of it feels like he doesn't feel confident in a lot of things. I feel that for you, you just need to basically walk around saying, I love myself, I care about myself, I respect myself, and I deserve
I've been doing that a lot.
Good. Yeah. And just don't reach out to him. He needs to just deal with his own shit.
But will I hear from him, like, at some point, just to say, hey?
Not right now.
Mm.
2 minutes.
I didn't. Okay. All right. I didn't expect it right now. I just hope down the road a little bit. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you both.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I was saying at the beginning about relationships, and relationships, like I said, are complicated, and it's you can't expect everybody to do the things, and I'm not saying her, I'm just saying you as a general you, that we work on yourself first, know who yourself, have, you know, regard for yourself, and that person can show up in the best version of themselves. But hopefully they can figure out how to deal with their own stuff. It's all about the confidence in yourself. It really is. Okay, let's go on to our next caller, which is, we got another one from New York. Vince from New York. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just wanted to see what you get for me financially coming up pretty soon. You're in a real bad bind.
Okay, what I get is you're worrying. You worry a lot. You're worrying way too much. Change that, okay? Change it for yourself. Say to yourself all the time, money's always coming. I always have money. I can pay for anything. I've got the money to take care of everything. Stop looking at your checkbook, okay? Stop looking at this is not going to work out. Say everything works out in my favor. I kind of feel like you just feel like a big ball inside of you, and I almost feel like you've just got acid in your stomach all the time because you're constantly worrying. And instead of just saying everything works out, it's going to work out, I just feel like you need to keep saying that. I just feel like you're not feeling confident in that. So say that money's always coming to you, okay? Things will start to get a little bit better, but I kind of feel like don't shy away from it. Address it the right way. I kind of feel like it's a lot of money, or it feels like a lot of money, but I also feel like it can be worked out, but I almost feel like you have to make a better financial plan or a financial budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am doing the best I can with that, and I'm not spending money frivolously, and I'm only buying what
I need.
I
don't think that you're doing anything wrong, but I kind of feel like you're not looking at this. You're looking at it as I only have this much money, rather than I always have money coming in. Got it? You know, just look at it differently. Start to put it out there differently, because you can basically say, I'm confident in my money. I'm confident I always have money. Okay, and money will start showing up, and I can take care of this. And say it all the time.
Right.
Okay, don't worry about the 3D. It's all in the 4D anyway. Okay? Don't go to bed thinking about money as a bad thing. Think about money as a good thing. And as soon as you wake up, just start saying, I love money, and money loves me. Okay?
All right.
I know it sounds silly, but it works. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck. I'll be
all
thinking
right.
of you. I'll say prayers and healing towards you. Okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so what he was talking about is a big subject for people, because financially, spiritually, money is just an energy. And Pam was the one who told me that. So just remember that. But it is true. We just use money as an exchange. But the more that we put money out there, as the universe is always just a big bank, and there's always money, and money's always coming into us, and I'm confident in money, and you talk about money, you're always going to have money coming to you. You'll always get money coming to you. Feel abundant all the time. Be grateful for the things you have, and be thankful, and say to the universe, thanks for all the good stuff I have coming into my life, because the universe is always going to just give you more money into your life. The person that was before that, who was the one, Val, who basically said that she, oh no, who was the one who got, Donna, who was the one who got that money, wasn't that awesome? She got $13,000. I think that's fantastic. That's a wonderful thing to hear, and it can happen. You just have to put it out there. Money's always there. Money's always coming in. So feel confident in money, okay? All right, so we're going to go on to our next caller, Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Hi, how are you? I'm
Great,
Rose Maria.
How are you? Great, how are you?
So good.
How can I help you?
I guess relationship. I already got the financial part from the other caller before me. I'm worried about that too. I guess I could ask about relationship. I don't know what his intentions are now. He answers, but he hangs up now, but he doesn't respond. So I don't know what his intentions are now. And his name begins with an R.
No relationship. Stop chasing this. Stop chasing it. It's not worth it. You're worthy of better than this.
Okay.
He's not the right person for you. Okay. He's got an anger issue. He's not a happy person. He takes a shit out on you. You're not supposed to be around this person. Do not call him. Do not contact him. Do not be around him. He's a jerk. You deserve better than that. Don't chase after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, he's better cough up my half of the house then. All right. Cool. Appreciate it then.
Okay.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay, so when I say things like that, it's because of what I'm getting off of that. I mean, I'm getting energy around somebody. I feel that sometimes, people just shouldn't be together. And you shouldn't be emotionally or mentally abused by anybody. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be physical. That can be just as hurtful when people have shitty words to say to people or not treat people really well. So my intention is to make sure that people be aware that I'm not just saying it just because I'm trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to do it to save somebody the mental stress from all of it. So there you go. I'm going to move on to the next caller, which is Dion from North Carolina.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
It's a big treat for me because I know that you are just a fantastic, fantastic person and medium. And
oh.
I was literally saying the other day, I'm like, oh, I wish I could talk to Michelle Gray. And then I saw your name tonight, and I was like, I felt like this the last time I got to talk to you, too. So it's a big deal for me because I know that you are just fantastic.
Oh,
so
thank
you.
That's super sweet. Aw. Well, how can I help you today?
Okay, so my question is, and you've been able to, we've talked about this subject before, so you've been able to connect. When my friend Aaron died, can you tell me where his girlfriend was the night that he died?
Is she in trouble with the police?
I think so.
Did she know about what had happened, right? And I feel
That's
like
what
she,
I think.
She ran off. But she's connected to this.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like she's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But she got in trouble with the police for lying?
Not yet.
Accessory to something. I keep getting accessory to this.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, she's gonna get in trouble. What's her first name?
Okay. Melanie.
Yeah, she's going to get in trouble.
Okay. I just can't figure out where she was that night. She was there?
Yeah, and she ran. That's what I said, she ran up.
Okay.
Like she knew what was going on, but she left. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I mean, if you want more in depth, I would... Call me. I mean, we could have a longer conversation about this.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
All right. You have a great evening, okay? Thank you so much for the compliments, too. That's really sweet of you.
Well deserved.
Oh, thank you so much. I love to do mediumship. I really do, but on the radio, I really don't like to go into it because there's a lot more. I like to go into like greater detail on that what's going on with the person. I love doing mediumship work. So if you ever want a mediumship reading or you want to connect with your family members or things like what she was just talking about, I would be happy to do that, but you have to call me at MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com, okay? I'm going to go on to our next caller, which is Maddie from Georgia.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm like the other girl, Michelle. You are the greatest. You are one of the greatest.
Thank you
yes.
so much. Wow.
Yes.
I love
this
it.
This is my third time talking, call you. But, Michelle, I have a friend that I've known for a long time, and she cut the conversation off like, oh, I have tendonitis in my ears, I can't talk, and now she only want to talk on Sundays when her husband goes off to church and she's home. So if she's falling, want to talk now because want to be genuine friendship or just a whole bunch of bullshit?
Her
name is Cynthia, Cindy.
I don't feel that this is a, got to tell you, I feel like she has a little bit of, does she have like a little bit of dementia?
Good question.
because I feel like there's something a little bit off on her. So I feel like sometimes she's not always present to me. That's what it feels like. I kind of feel like her husband feels like either she doesn't like to have conversation, or there's a phoniness to her, but it feels like sometimes she's a bit disingenuous to me.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, you know, either there's something going on, something feels off to me.
Wow. Okay.
Does that make
sense?
So
you're saying that she has a little mental thing going on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think she told me once that her husband told her that.
Yeah, I just feel like she's a little off to me. And I feel like she's a little, it's like fake, but I do feel like sometimes that something's going on with her. She's either an overthinker or she's off. And I just kind of feel like maybe a little distance would be best. You know what I mean? To say that she can only talk to you at certain times kind of feels like at some point that feels like she's just not as the person that you thought she was. How about that?
Yeah. I kind of figured that out a little bit before she moved to Florida. She and her family took off and went to Florida. As all of a sudden, I would go over and have dinner with she and her husband, family, and all of a sudden she's cut it off.
Yeah.
I couldn't come into her house. So what the fuck is that?
Yeah, well, she's just not the person I would say that she is. So I would just kind of be like, you know, she was somebody you used to know. And, you know, just wish her well, because that just, it's not somebody that is going to, she's just not going to be the person that you want to be around anymore.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. That was what was bothering me. So I got my answer.
Well, I hope able to help you tonight. Okay.
It has helped me. It has helped me because when my gut is telling me that something is not right, I don't know what it is, and you helped me. You just have summed it up for me. And so I would definitely feed her with a long handled spoon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I would just
being nice.
Let her go. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Stay in contact, okay?
I will. I definitely will. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good evening.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to move on to our next caller, and that is Pam from Indiana. Is that right? Did I just do Pam from Indiana?
No, this is Debbie.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. How are you? Hi, Debbie.
Good.
So sorry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. A niece that her name was Pam, and I just wished her happy birthday.
I think I was just reading the last person, so I really apologize.
Oh, how funny. My question is, I wanted to know if you see me getting a job soon. I was offered one. I just didn't want to. Something about it just didn't feel right. So I keep revisiting that, thinking like maybe I made a mistake or something. Just need to get my shit together.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you should, I think you need to revisit.
Wow, okay.
I kind of feel like reapply or something like that, because you shouldn't say no.
Okay.
I kind of feel like I get that you might have a feeling about it, okay? But
yeah.
I feel like you're not in the position to not take the job. How about that?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
I feel like actually it would be a good – it would be a good learning curve for you.
Oh, Lord. I have so many of those.
I kind of feel like you need the job because it would give you a lot more. I kind of feel like you would learn a lot from the job. Also, as I said, I don't feel you're really in the position to be like, well, screw it, I'm not taking that job, because I feel like this would be by saying no to a job, and I mean this in the right way, okay? By saying no to the job, I kind of feel like you're kind of saying no to the universe. They're giving you an opportunity. And I kind of feel like don't turn it down. So I feel like either call back or get in contact and say that you really should, if there's any way that you could really be reconsidered for the job or something, because I feel like that would really be a good job for you to take. And I feel like instead of saying no to it, I kind of feel like you would really get a lot out of working there. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like, wow, this is really better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay. It's just like in the city and it's gotten dangerous, you know, and I was thinking about, all of those things.
Yeah,
and my
but
car's
I kind of feel
great.
Like you won't have to be, I don't feel like you're always going to have to go there. Okay.
Huh.
I kind of feel like you can ask if you can do a couple of days of remote. So maybe it could be that you work, you know, a couple of days in and a couple of days at home, you know, or some type of situation where I feel like either a car situation could be offered to you or company car or something.
Wow.
Like that. I feel like, you know, put it out there that you're going to get the things that you want out of the job and it can be yours. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well,
I'm
sure it's going to work out fine. Put it out there that you're going to get, that they're going to be reconsidered. And if you do take the job, it could be that you're taking it and then you could basically still be applying and something else will come along. But don't say no, okay?
Yeah, okay. I just love the energy stuff, you know? I just thought I'd be doing more, you know?
It will all work out. Always say that. Okay, hon?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck, honey. I'm really thinking of you. All right. Okay, so I guess I was supposed to talk to Pam next. So Pam from Indiana.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good. How can I help you today?
I just had like a question for you. I'll get straight to the point. My family, I try to help my family, like my daughter, she's getting ready to graduate college, and my fiance, which we've been together forever, her dad, he retired a few years back. So anyways, like I do everything I can to try to help my family, like my daughter, she has a daughter, which is my granddaughter, and like for her to be comfortable and do what she needs to do and finish school and all that, I have decided to, you know, like help her out and keep her as much as I can. And even with my fiance, like he went through, had like a surgery not too long ago. And so I took off and, you know, work and to help him and take care of him and make sure everything, you know, is going okay with them. But I just feel like the more I do, I feel less appreciated. Like, I'm not expecting for them to, you know, like.
Okay, wait, stop talking. Shut up.
Okay.
So basically you resent the fact that everybody is now, because you offered to do all this shit, and now everybody is now walking all over you, because I said at the very beginning of the show is you didn't set any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is that?
Well, I don't feel like they're walking all over me.
Let's start again.
Exactly,
you still feel resented because now all of this stuff is happening. So you want to help everybody, but they're still not seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
How are you going to change that?
I feel like I'm going to change me. That's one thing I've been thinking about. They're not the problem, I am. They're only
Absolutely.
Taking what I put out. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And Yeah, and that's how I'm seeing it. You know, like sometimes I get strong intuitions about stuff, and like my gut feelings are always like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like I can sense it. I get it. Like I feel like I'm psychic sometimes. No offense, but I do. Like I can feel stuff so strong that I'm like, hold up, you know. But hearing it from you, like it gives me a better, you know what I mean? Listening to you, I get a better guidance of it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Well, then put your little box around you, work on yourself, and then everybody is going to start to listen to you because they're going to hear you. You're helping somebody out, and, you know, you are also helping out your daughter so that she can finish school. That's great, and that's wonderful, but it still is like that's not your responsibility.
But you
made it your responsibility. So how are you going to change that?
I just have to change me. Like I said, she graduates next week, and I'm about to do a major turn. I'm about to do a backflip because I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be as accessible as I was, you know.
Good.
And
I want to see the backflip on TV in the Olympics, and I'll be looking for you on there.
Well, thank you.
And I hope you get a gold medal for that. I want to see that.
Yes,
good for you.
That or a brace. I'm going to have one of the two from doing it. But I love them, and I just try to help, you know, but sometimes I just feel like, okay, hold up. You know, I got to do me for a minute.
You do have to do you, but you also have to understand that now you're basically saying something has to change. She's graduated and blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So next month you can come back and you say, Michelle, guess what? I got a gold medal this month. So there you go.
Yes, I would love to make that call to you. Well, have a good night.
All right, you too. Take care. All right?
Okay.
So I didn't even have to answer her question. She answered it for herself. So there you go. That was the best call ever. There you go. All right. So remember, you all have the power to do all of this. I love that people are calling in. And we actually had a conversation about this, is that I know that a lot of people call in because they want an answer on something. But a lot of times you are all intuitive. You all have the ability to figure things out, and people sometimes get very anxious because they're so worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Worry about what's happening right now. It will all work out. Okay? All right. Let's see. So I am going to go on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself because I can't see the name. So here we go. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
My name is Daphne.
Daphne.
My name is Daphne.
How can I help you?
Daphne. Yes. I just wanted to know, I had an accident, and I want to know if I'm going to win my case or not win it.
I feel like there's some complications to this, and when did this take place?
At the bank.
At the bank, did you say?
Yeah, at the bank. I fell and hit my head really hard. And
did you fall?
Yes, I did. I fell backwards. And,
did you faint?
I hit my head on concrete at the bank, yes.
And when did this take place? I'm sorry, this year?
Yes, a week ago, a week and a half ago, something. I went to the ER and they got a CT scan and they said no blood or nothing.
I'm not really feeling like you're going to get a lot out of this, to be honest with you. I feel like there's going to be some complications to this. Sorry that you hit your head, but I'm not feeling like you're going to be, I mean, if you're thinking that you're going to be getting a lot out of this, I'm not really feeling that, I have to be honest with you. I feel like they might give you a little bit of a settlement, but I'm not feeling like, if you're looking for hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's not feeling it to me at all.
Well, I would get something. Well, I don't know.
It feels very small to me, just going to tell you. I feel like your medical bills might be paid, but I'm not really feeling you're going to be getting a lot, just so you know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, how is my health?
Well, that's another question I have. I can only do one question tonight. I'm sorry, Pam.
Okay.
Pam's going to cut me off if I do that, so I have to listen to Pam tonight.
Okay. Thank
you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try to do a couple more callers. So could you please introduce yourself, because I do not know what your name is.
Hi, my name is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Melvin. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to see is there some good things coming my way financially, because I have a lot of stuff going on with me. So basically, you know, with my health and finance, but finances right now, please. I do have a suit in, too, for that bad water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. I have an attorney.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you have an attorney for that. I do feel that financially you're going to get something. It kind of feels like it gets unraveled. So I kind of feel like it's a ball, but it unravels. I feel like money has to be put away for a rainy day. And I do feel that you're going to get money. I also have to tell you, that's your money. Do not share it. Do not give it to people. And do not let family try to get any money from you.
Yeah, that's true. But they still,
I don't know why I have to tell you that, but I feel like don't talk to people about it. Don't tell people that you got money, but make sure you put that money away and make sure you you have an attorney and make sure that you have that kind of invested for a rainy day, okay?
You're talking about the money I'm going to receive?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
But how can I contact you to get an in-depth reading?
Pardon me?
How can I contact you to get a reading from you?
MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. Okay. You can always call me. All right. There's a phone number on the website as well, 630-854-3175. It's on there. Okay?
Okay. Michelle,
please call me. I'd like to talk to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. What you said, Michelle?
MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, please stay in contact with me.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem, Melvin. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next caller because I'm trying to get through a couple more people. Please introduce yourself. I do not know your name on here.
My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How can I help you today?
I just wonder what you see around work.
What I see around work, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Are you working right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you having a problem at that job?
Not a problem. I was in the last location for the same company. Excuse me. But I'm in a new location now that I just started in.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm getting. Maybe it just feels like worry about it, but I kind of feel like It's not bad. I'm not feeling bad about this. I just feel like I give it a little. It's just getting used to it. How about that? That's what it feels like to me. It doesn't feel bad. I feel like you're going to be okay. Enjoy the process. Once you kind of get used to it, it feels like it's going to work out. Okay?
Okay. Well, I am used to it from my previous location. Like, it's all the same company, and I'm doing the same thing.
Okay.
But do my new management staff, do they like me? Does my new management staff like me?
Okay, so it's you that's worrying. Yes, I feel like I feel like sometimes they're just not as personable, or it just takes a little time, but I do feel that you're respected. How about that?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, you have a great evening, okay?
You too. Yep, thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to try to do one more reading before I end tonight, so please introduce yourself. Hello? Hello?
Hello, is anybody there? It looks like this person is away from the phone because they're not answering. So that's it. That's everybody.
Okay, that's it. Awesome. Okay, so I think we made it through. And now that everybody knows that Pam is a real person and that she's amazing and wonderful, thank you, Pam, for always doing all the wonderful work and screening all the calls. So I appreciate you very much. I'm looking forward to next month. There's going to be lots of changes. Thank you so much for everybody for calling in. And I'm so glad that we were able to get through people today. I really enjoyed it. And thank you again to Pam for keeping everything on track. She's so awesome. So thank you again, guys.
Thank you,
I really
everybody.
Appreciate doing the show every day, okay? Have a great evening. Have a great month, and we'll see you next month. Take care.